Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time! For the Vibe Check this Thursday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in. Of course we are. It's your first full official week back at work, and I don't know if you guys are thriving. I don't know if you're surviving, but whatever is happening, tell us right now. 585-252-9800.
Some of our friends are texting in right now. We're going to get over to them, and you can too. Who's here, Breeze?
Let's see who's first on the docket.
Let's set the tone for the day.
We have to.
Let's set the tone for the 8th.
Good morning, guys. Vibes are great today. Had a great night on my way home. Hope you guys are having the same. Love you as well. I think this is Candy Andy, but I can't be 100% positive.
Candy Andy is the new Nico and Steve.
No. Where are they?
I don't know, Breeze.
They heard the whimpers of a live show and they ran the other direction. They're like, we're not doing this again. You know what I mean? Where are they?
Well, they got engaged or married?
They got married.
They got married.
They did a small ceremony, I think, with just one of their friends ordaining it. And I don't know. I don't know if we're fighting because they didn't invite us. I don't really know what's going on. But
wherever you are, we wish you guys well, Nico and Steve. We do miss you guys.
And if you do want to come to the live show, we'll save two tickets for you.
Yes, we
don't
will.
You worry about it. All right, who else is here? We have Jenna here. She's weighing in. She says, good morning. Vibes are high today. I took off of work tomorrow because I'm never going to go back to work on a full week.
Oh, yeah. I know, man.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Worst day of the week to take off, Wednesday. Middle of the week.
Horrible.
Oh, it sucks.
Horrible.
Best day of the week? Probably Friday or Monday.
I would say Monday. Friday, I don't know. There are vibes centered around Friday that...
You don't want to miss out on.
No. No, not at all.
You don't.
Not at all.
No, I get it. So, yeah, best day of the week to take off, Monday.
Hands down. I am so anti taking off a midday... Or midweek day. It's just like not It's not for me.
It's tough.
I'm not doing it. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are great this morning. Have a great day. Love you guys. That's Justin Jaden. Speaking of people who came in and celebrated our second year anniversary together, Justin Jaden. He was going to go cruise and get his permit right after.
Too fast, too furious.
So, love you.
Jaden, how's the 1997 Pontiac Grand Am, bud?
I think he fully got his license. He's crushing it.
How's that Grand Am? You know you're from the West Side. I'm not saying he is driving a Pontiac, but only one can assume. You know what I mean? It's either that or a Sunfire.
You're projecting. You're definitely projecting on what you drove at that age. What about you, vibes?
Vibes are pretty good today. Going to be 55 for the high tomorrow. I am looking forward to the playoffs this weekend. Bills, Jacksonville. I think that's a 1 o'clock game, CBS.
I'm not.
I'm on pins and needles, you guys.
I'm not looking forward to it at all. I'm actually quite scared.
No, don't be. I told you this. Was it yesterday? Was
I think it was yesterday.
Yeah, I told everyone. I said, listen, I had a vivid dream. I told my buddy yesterday on the phone when he called up too. I said, look, dude, I had a dream I was at Super Bowl 60, and it was between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. Monday morning, we come in, Bills are out.
Nope, fully.
My bad. Did I jinx it? I'm so sorry. Yeah, vibes are up. How about you, Breeze?
Jess just weighed in and said he's driving a brand new Chevy Trax.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Miss him with your Grand Am slander.
Hop off.
Hey,
listen, my first car, Chevy Blazer.
Big Chevy people over here. Vibes are good. I just feel like I'm so busy. Like, I'm just so busy. I don't even know what I'm doing. My head is constantly on a swivel. Just when I think I'm going to sit down and catch a load off, I'm off to the next. Two floral appointments tonight. You know, just
oh, you got two tonight?
Things.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out who we're going to go for with the flowers, even though.
You already locked in the dress.
Dress is locked.
You got a.
And loaded.
Did you get seat covers?
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, so you did decide.
BYOSC.
Yeah. Bring your own seat cover to Breezy's wedding.
Like, what are you?
I show up with a sheet.
No. I just, like, sometimes I think, like, they look a little, like, they look even tackier than just raw-dogging the chair.
They put the bow.
It's just, it's too much. It's too much. And it's like.
Spizzano's wedding
like
when I went to.
$7 extra chair.
It's like a black, pillowcase and then a bright pink bow that they tied behind it. I'm like, oh, those.
Which wedding?
His second one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right, guys. Those are the vibes, and we're ecstatic this morning and unhinged. Mm-hmm. Coming up for the big story of the day, there's a lot of parents that do this. One mom is in really big trouble after one teen was found passed out in her home with a blood alcohol content 5 times the legal limit.
I hope not a lot of parents do this.
We talked about it. A lot of parents have that same mentality. At least they're safe here. That was not the case in this situation. We'll tell you what's going on with Medina coming up next.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
As a mom, come for
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. And of course, our sweet, sweet Bruno Mars. We have talked about this a few times on the show. And let me just ask Medina, what did you do? We've had so many conversations in the past about this story, and it finally caught up to one parent. A 49-year-old woman pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to charges stemming from a house party on Halloween that police said involved a lot of underage drinking. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called to a home on Redwood Drive on Halloween night after receiving reports of a 17-year-old boy who was unconscious after falling. An investigator said the teen had been drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana before hitting his head. Mm. Medina Bajelic, 49, was charged with unlawfully dealing with a child, endangering the welfare of a child, and reckless endangerment. So you got the assistant district attorney that said a lot of evidence in the case needs to be reviewed before it returns to court next month. But there is video and other different types of evidence that are behind this, including body-worn camera from officers. Deputies returned later They were told nobody's drinking, right? Then they return to the house later. There's over 110 kids in the front yard and street. Over 100 in the house and on the street, along with evidence of underage drinking inside the home. People at the party reported that the injured teen drank half a bottle of vodka, was smoking that grass before he fell. And the sheriff's office said the boy had a blood alcohol content of 0.46. That's five times the legal limit.
Wow. That's not great.
So now, Medina is in even more trouble because she discouraged at least one teen from calling 911 for the injured boy. The injured teen was released at a local hospital and is expected to make a full recovery, according to the sheriff's office. But now there's orders of protection that were filed for two people in the case.
Wow. And this happened on Halloween?
Halloween night.
Well, it's been a minute.
You know. I mean, listen, I get it. In high school, there might have been like four or five of us, me and my buddies, in my friend's basement. Dad comes downstairs. There was some beer. Guys, every single one of you, give me your keys right now. Okay, I get that. 100-something kids? What are you doing? By the way, there was also reports of these kids throwing stuff at cars that pass by. I mean, you're just asking for it.
Yeah, what?
You're asking for it. You can't control that many teens. And then when somebody finally did get hurt, you're like, don't call the cops. She knew what she was doing.
Yeah, she hit the panic button.
Of course. You have to expect when there's that many teens and people are smoking and drinking. This kid had a half a bottle of vodka. What did you think was going to happen? Mm-hmm. This is a recipe for disaster. Yikers. More on that coming up. Also, how often do you guys visit a loved one's grave? Is this something you typically do?
That's wild. I mean,
weekly, monthly, maybe once a year, maybe you just don't go at all. I don't know. Does anyone feel this is important, or is it something some of us just do out of habit? I've been holding some guilt lately.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to share it.
You got to go visit the people who mean the most to you.
You got to. But do I? Oh. We'll talk about it coming up next.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Can we quickly talk about something that hits a little closer to the heart? Because we never do that.
No, never.
How often do you go to the cemetery to visit a loved one? Like, is it a weekly, monthly, once every year? Maybe just the holidays, never?
Like, are you on a schedule? You know, like if you're like, oh, every Christmas I'll go, or every birthday or their birthday I'll go type of thing.
Yeah, it's just been one of those things that makes me stop and I think, you know, should really go see Grammy and Grampy. They're next to each other. I can't help but feel guilty sometimes because if I don't go a handful of times during the year, I'm not saying a lot, but a handful of times, I never tell anyone I'm doing it. But I know there's some of you that got to feel the same way if you go a long time without visiting a loved one. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel? I don't think not visiting a person's grave doesn't mean you didn't love them. It's just...
It's hard. Listen, I don't know what it is. It's like if it's hard to go and it's like drumming up old emotions and you're feeling a certain type of way about it. Or if it's along the lines of like, oh, life just gets busy and I don't have time, and like it doesn't make a difference anyways.
Yeah.
Depending on your spiritual beliefs.
Well, if I'm driving by, it's like driving by your loved one's house without stopping to say hello real
right,
quick. That's
right,
how I feel.
Exactly.
I have a friend who lost their mom a little while back, a few years now. I had the same conversation with him, and what he told me, it was a little shocking. I asked how many times he's visited his mom's graves over the years. He said he's been one time, which was the day of her funeral, like 5 years ago. And one can only assume he may not have been close with his mom, but he definitely was. He just justified it by saying, she's no longer with us, so why am I spending money on expensive flowers to bring to her grave if she physically can't enjoy them? And he said, I'm not one of those people who's going to show up with snacks and flowers and sit in a chair at my mother's grave. And I remember one time I brought Burger King to my grandma's grave. And it was obviously, you know, it was for me, but I was driving by and it was a nice July day. So I figured I would stop.
He's like, needed some McNuggets, you know what I mean?
I had a Whopper. But can I just say, I think the real reason my buddy hasn't gone to see his mom isn't because what he's saying. I think deep down it's because when he lost her, he fell into a real dark place. Mm-hmm. I watched it happen. He started drinking more. He was angry at the world, angry at people who didn't even deserve it. We'd go out and he'd just randomly start flicking off the bartender. I'm like, okay, we got to get out of here, dude. You're in bad shape.
We're not going to do that.
And like we all know, everyone handles grief differently. But his older brother seemed to be handling it so much better, at least on the outside. Mm-hmm. And that made things so much worse because my friend, he'd get angry. And he said things like, you never loved mom. Just because his brother wasn't breaking down the same way he was. And I remember telling
him. Everyone grieves differently.
Yeah, I said, look, what happened to your mom was awful, but you can't stay mad at your brother just because he doesn't grieve the same way you do.
Correct.
I mean, it's not a competition. There's no right volume for pain. You know, people deal with it differently. And honestly, I think that might be another reason he won't go to the cemetery. Not because he doesn't care, but it's too painful for him. Because going there would mean reopening something he barely survived the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, he started spiraling. I think that's one of the reasons I don't want to say too much about my friend, but right. He lost his job because of it.
Right.
He hasn't been able to get back up on his feet since.
Okay, say we're not in that situation, though. Say, like, obviously, we're in the brother situation, or anyone listening is in the brother situation of, like, you know, I went through this very traumatic thing, losing a parent, losing a loved one. And it's been many, many years, and I've since overcame it, and life goes on, and we're moving forward one foot in front of the other. What is an appropriate amount of time? And appropriate is not the right word. Like, what is a typical routine or schedule where you would go? Is it twice a year? Is it, you know,
if it's
once a week?
A parent, Mother's Day, Father's Day, some holiday that maybe meant a lot to them. It just depends on the individual, I think. But for me, maybe 2 to 3 times a year, if that. I don't know. And that's the part I think people forget, too. Avoiding a grave doesn't mean avoiding love. I think a lot of people like my friend are just maybe protecting themselves. Let me get to a text coming in right now from Alex. Alex says, hey, responding to what you guys are talking about, I lost my mom in 07. And then my sister in 2019. Oof. And I have yet to be able to go to the cemetery. I don't know if I ever will because it brings back too many painful memories. Someone said I visited my dad 4 to 5 times in the last 6 months, but I plan to go on his birthday, Father's Day, and his death anniversary. Maybe a few more times in between. It's never I love going to a cemetery.
Oh.
Just because, no, I like Mount Hope. It's beautiful.
It's like favorite spot to be, hands down.
It's like it really is, like especially in the fall. You guys ever just say, that's where I learned to get my, that's where I learned to drive a car. Holy Sepulchre.
Not you driving over Susie B's grave. No, I can't.
I know, I did. That's where my cousin taught me how to drive, was in the cemetery. I've always found it to be a very peaceful place. Because it is. It's quiet. It's beautiful. But, you know, some of us, we go when we can go. And some of us, we just don't go at all.
Right.
I don't know. It's something that I sat with a lot over the weekend. And I'm not sure why. I was like, I guess I was just maybe missing my grams, you know?
And are you going to go?
Yeah, I would like to, but I'm not going to be able to find where they are in the snow.
He's like,
I might have to wait till spring.
He's like, and this time, I'm bringing hibachi. He
looks perfect. 98 PXY.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. We got a gentleman by the name of James who's on the line waiting to speak with us. He wants to share his experience growing up on the spectrum and the things his parents missed that could have maybe helped him thrive, you know, in his older years. But he's reaching out to today to hopefully just give other parents some perspective, maybe avoid some of the same mistakes he says his parents made. Let me get him on with us. Hi, James. You there?
Hi. Yes, this is James.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Talk to us, man. Tell us your story. Thanks for coming on with us.
I'm good. Thanks. It's nice to speak with you, and thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
So I'm autistic. I don't know how similar my story is to other people, but I think it's important to share so, you know, maybe other parents hear this. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, my parents never got me tested for autism. They didn't, they didn't believe in therapy or meds or anything like that. They just kind of brushed it all under the rug. Told me I was fine or told me I was imagining things, that I needed to just toughen up.
Okay.
And my dad's advice, that was my dad's advice, toughen up, just toughen up.
Right.
I could have been hit by a car. And he probably would have told me, just toughen up, toughen up. And then he would call 911.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds
call 911.
It sounds like a lot of dads, old school. Sure, toughen up, throw old some school. Dirt on it.
For sure. And now I'm in my 40s. And I can't help thinking how different my life could have been had they gotten me tested, had I gone through some different hoops. I could have had help, you know, learning how to navigate the world, support my struggles, strategies to cope, all these things that are in place now that kind of weren't around, and different attitudes.
Are there, what areas of your life do you feel like you struggled in or struggle in the most now?
Oh, everything. I mean, socially, job-wise, romantically, everything. I think everything.
Okay.
Really. But so instead of that, I spent all those years thinking, you know, something's wrong with me, when I think I really just needed understanding. It's not that I hate my parents. I don't hate them. And they did what they could do, I think, at the time. Mm-hmm. I'll take a sip of water. But there's definitely some resentment there.
Like
my parents.
If you had known sooner, your life maybe would have been a little different.
I can't help not think that.
Yeah.
And it's not about them being bad people, but about the things I didn't get.
Well, you probably would have rather had them take a different approach instead of tell you to toughen up.
I mean, there's a lot of parents that are like don't believe in like anxiety, OCD, like just because they're not accustomed to it and they don't understand it, they automatically chalk it up to like, no, you're just weird. And like, obviously your kid is struggling, and just because you don't believe in something or you don't understand something doesn't mean that you can sit there and be like, yeah, it's not real. No, it's real. It's just, you just don't get it.
Your parents, James, were against meds? Were you doing any of that?
Oh, no. No, none of that. No.
They were against
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, they were.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, and it just feels like it was not a thing that was taken seriously.
Have you met other people with autism that had a different upbringing than you that you, like, envy?
Yeah, and to be honest, those people really helped me a lot. They helped me, they helped me talk about what I'm talking about right now. The way that they are, you know, it's like, this is what I am, and it's kind of okay.
Right.
And I felt like they were listened to earlier, and they were taken seriously. And I felt like if I had been taken seriously, I might be in a better place right now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, James, what's your relationship with your parents like now?
It's okay. It's, I'm a little bit happier now. And I've, because of certain things, certain steps that I've taken, if it had been different, I would have had a chance to really thrive instead of just now. I'm kind of stumbling along. I'm trying to figure things out.
No, of course.
On my own.
Yeah.
On my own. I'm better now, or at least happier now than, now that I truly know what my struggles are.
Mm-hmm.
But even after I was diagnosed, my parents were still in denial that I was on the spectrum.
Do you think there's still like a stigma around testing because people fear
you're like,
labels?
Also because you're older, you know what I mean? So it's like you've lived your whole life not knowing, so like why do you have to know now type of thing?
Yeah, I think it's wrapped in set in so much behavior and these things that they don't, it's just like, oh, this is a thing. This is a phase. This is a thing that'll pass.
Yeah.
And, you know, just don't be those parents. Please don't be those parents. I think it's important to get kids tested. Just in case. I mean, what harm could it do? Just in case you have, you know, if there's any inkling that they might be on the spectrum, because the earlier you understand these things, the earlier you can get help, the earlier you can give them, you know, those tools that they need to succeed.
Because your parents were very much against the idea of getting you tested or meds or anything like that.
Yeah, and it's not spoiling them or labeling them, giving them a label. It is what it is. It's about giving them clarity. It'll help them know what's going on as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
James, we want to thank you so much for your story and ability this morning. You're helping a lot of people that are in the same position that you are in.
Yeah. And I appreciate you taking the time to come on with us and share your story. And I think it's maybe going to open a few eyes this morning, you know, to maybe do things differently.
And hopefully to parents.
So thank you.
Thank you all very much for giving me this opportunity.
You're welcome.
Of course, James. Have a great day, man. We're going to be in touch with you, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, James. Thanks. I love that he took the time to come on with us this morning. So if a parent is listening right now and they have maybe that gut feeling something might be going on with their child, I think the message this morning is, you know, get them tested.
Yeah. I have a text come in from a listener that I want to read. Listening to James, and I just want to play a little bit of devil's advocate for his parents. I'm 42, and I distinctly remember in fifth grade, my parents getting a letter home that the school was going to put their first special ed integrated class in place. And I was going to be in that class. I guess what I'm saying is I'm wondering how much society and schools and other resources knew how to support parents and just didn't. I don't think the information was as available then as it is today, which is an amazing point as well. Mm-hmm. We are so much more fluent in, you know, autism, OCD, ADHD, ADD. Like, there is so much more talk and understanding around these different, you know, conditions that fall on this large, broad spectrum that
things have changed a lot.
It's easier to diagnose, it's easier to pinpoint, and it's easier to spot because there are more cases of it.
Correct.
This person says, I am a teacher and I want to share a perspective on testing with autism. As a teacher, I cannot diagnose or even hint a student is possibly on the spectrum. I share data and observations, but when parents do finally get on board, it takes a long time to get into a place that even will test and diagnose their child. The wait list is up to a year long. Sometimes schools can be in a tough spot and cannot test and diagnose depending on the staff that they have trained.
Yeah. Ashley says, my sister went undiagnosed until her 30s. But yeah, it's one of those situations too. Like you said, things have changed a lot in the last 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit easier, I think, today to pinpoint than it ever has been. Bev says, this hits me in the heart today because I saw my nephew struggle for years and my sister kept brushing it off. And I think some parents, not all, but I think some are in denial because they don't want to label their kids. But getting them help sooner than later is the best thing you can do for them. Thank James for sharing his story. Yeah, I mean, it's dependent on the situation, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that teacher said, they can't call a parent and make a diagnosis. Yeah. They can't do it.
Yeah, they, like she said, can obviously
make suggestions.
Make suggestions and say, this is what I've been witnessing and taking in with them in my class, but
yeah. Well, I appreciate sure. James coming on and you guys for messaging in and just bringing a little awareness to the situation that people go through day in and day out. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
When it comes to buying a car, it can be a little frightening. I mean, not at Ide.
Not obviously. When you go to Ide
no,
Honda.
No, you got to get your new Ide and Penfield. Ide. But there are a ton of different situations that you can find yourself in when it comes to buying a new car. And I think one of the biggest reasons why people put off buying a new car is the anxiety that they feel when it comes to cutting that deal for your car. But fret no more, because AI, which we talked about yesterday
here
with my
go.
AI family, is leveling the playing field for you when it comes to buying your car. Now, you have to realize that you buy a car maybe once every 5 to 6 years, but at a dealership, they're selling a car, 15 cars a day, if they're good at it. You know what I mean? So they're pretty much better at selling than you are at buying, but that might not be the case anymore. Here's what you're going to do for like a little ChatGPT moment.
All right.
You're going to put in the kind of like ride that you want. Maybe you don't even know what kind of car you want. And then you're going to specify the make, model, and the preferences. And then once you land on a reliable sedan, SUV, they're going to provide a whole list of cars in your area that are for sale and that have already ran the Carfax, already ran the Kelley Blue Book, already did all of that for you.
So all you got to do is bring it in and present it.
Essentially. Once you've chosen the vehicle, AI can help you find the options within your price range that are going to be most affordable and the safest. And you're not going to, you know, obviously buy a lemon. But then when it comes to the financing part of it, you can just put that contract right into ChatGPT and they'll pull out any hidden costs for you, red flags. Oh, you know, it's I think that a couple car salespeople might be shaking in their boots. But I think it'll just make people feel a little better when it comes to buying. Not to get a one up on anyone, but just to be more informed. It's a tool.
That's what it is.
I mean?
You know what I mean? And it's a game of chess when you're buying a vehicle. You, obviously, you don't want to be uncomfortable. You don't want to be pressured to buy something that you don't even want to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But like Breezy said, do your homework and it helps you kind of figure out what to say and what not to say and if you're getting the best deal.
Absolutely. A retired car salesman was like, this is going to change the game. So
this is going to ruin the world tour.
Justin Timberlake.
It's time for everyone's favorite game. Can't be Breezy. You guys want to go to our live show next month at Jiva Theater? Now's your chance. 585-252-9800. It's going to be the greatest Friday night of your life. There's going to be prizes. There's going to be laughs. There's going to be strippers.
Oh. Oh, my God.
February 6th, Jiva Theater, your chance to win. All you got to do is go head-to-head with our girl Breezy. It's coming up next.
98 PSY is free.
And always will be. She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy! This is your shot, you guys, to win tickets to PXY Mornings Moose and Breezy live after dark at Jiva Theater next month, February 6th, Friday night. The only way to attend this live event is to win tickets, and it's going to be the greatest Friday night ever.
It will be, you guys. We are so jazzed for this event. It's been on our bucket list since we started this show, and the fact that Jiva is having us, it's like, no, we're obsessed with you. We love you.
PXY, hello, who's this?
This is Lauren.
Lauren, where are you calling from this morning?
From Webster.
Trying to get tickets to our live show?
Yeah.
She's like, not anymore.
You're caller number 8!
Yay!
You're going head-to-head with Breezy. Do you think you have what it takes?
I definitely think I do. I've listened a couple times to this, and I'm sorry, Breezy, but I think I can kick your butt.
That's the kind of trash talking
honestly,
I was looking for.
I just want you there, so do whatever you need to do. You know, do whatever you
Great.
Need to do.
All okay. right. Lauren, Breezy's leaving the room.
Good luck, little
buddy. Okay, Breeze, go put
thank
the...
Thank you, thank you.
She's going in that soundproof booth. You've heard the game before. Lauren, the rules are simple. 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. If you end into tie with Breezy, you're going to get the win. Let's go to question number 1. What is the name of the annual fundraising gala held at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art?
The Met Gala.
Locking you in for Met Gala. Let's go to question number 2. What streaming service started as a DVD by mail only company?
Netflix.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Question number 3, Lauren. What is a baby kangaroo called?
Joey.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Question 4. Who hosted The Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon?
Conan O'Brien.
Final answer?
Sure, yeah.
All right. You a football fan?
Yes.
What is it called when the quarterback is tackled behind the line of scrimmage?
A sack.
Going with the sack. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy in. That's 5 we went through. We're going to tally these up, see how well you did, Lauren. Right now, we're looking at a total of 4 out of 5. Not too shabby.
Yay, that's amazing.
Okay,
all right, stay right there, Lauren. We're going to see how well our girl Breezy does.
Why are you laughing?
Because these were, I thought some of them were difficult.
Okay.
All right, question number 1. Breezy.
Yes.
What is the name of the annual fundraising gala held at New York Metropolitan's Museum of Art?
The Met.
Question 2. What streaming service started as a DVD by mail only company?
Netflix.
A lot of confidence today from our girl Breezy.
Absolutely. Crushing it. So, I get every question wrong.
What is a baby kangaroo called?
A Jack. No, a Joey.
Final answer. Let's go to question four. Breezy, who hosted The Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, that guy with the blonde hair. Steven. Steven. Final answer.
Okay.
Yep, Steven.
So. I honestly don't know a single Steven. Let's go to question number five. Huge football energy. Breezy, what is it called when the quarterback is tackled behind the line of scrimmage?
A sack.
What's up, Lauren?
Hi.
How do you think Breezy did?
I think she did pretty good.
You guys, you guys tied it. That means you automatically get the win.
Oh my god!
You guys absolutely crushed it.
Live show.
But you know what? It's funny because both of you guys got every single answer right. You both missed the fourth question, which is who hosted The Tonight Show before Jimmy Fallon? That would be Jay Leno. You said Conan. Breezy said Steven. Okay. Lauren,
Steven.
Who are you bringing to the live show with you?
My husband, Brian.
Oh, that's great. We can't wait to meet Brian.
Brian?
We're going to have the best time.
Does he know he's coming?
Not yet, but...
if he's listening to the radio, he'll know soon enough.
You have to win to get into this show. It's going to be at Jiva Theater February 6th. Breezy and I are taking the stage for the first live show ever here at PXY Mornings. We're so excited.
Yes.
And you guys are not going to leave empty-handed. If you make it into the show, we have a ton of prizes we're going to be giving away. Lauren, I need you to say my name. Where are you from?
Webster.
Lauren from Webster? Where life is worth living. I just beat Breezy.
This is Lauren from Webster, where life is worth living, and I just beat Breezy.
Kind of.
Absolutely. Yeah, you crushed it.
Kind of. 98PXY.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
All right, let's pop off this morning. 585-252-9800 to text. Or the phone lines are wide open this morning. You guys got to need to get the elephant out of the room. Let's do it. Rich says, someone explain to me the appeal with Little Caesars. The sauce tastes like it was applied with a spray bottle. And I love pepperoni, but theirs constantly looks tired. There I said it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Do we have a Little Caesars around here?
Yeah.
Where? Not us ordering it now.
You know, it's always hot and ready. You know
what I mean? Always hot and ready. Honestly, I would love.
All right, here we go.
I know about Little Caesars is the stuffed crust.
Monroe Ave.
Okay.
Chilai Ave.
Okay.
Arondequoit, New York.
Okay.
Oh my God, Lyle. Oh my God,
the options are
Dewey Avenue, Penfield. Where do you want to go?
I mean, yeah, we gotta order from one of them. One of them has to be open at 8 o'clock in the morning, right?
100%. It's always hot and ready.
Oh.
If you park crooked in an empty parking lot, that tells me everything I need to know about you as a person. There, I said it.
The most entitled,
yeah.
Selfish person ever, truly.
So your Mustang, your 94 Mustang means that much to you. Okay.
This person coming in hot. Vegas weddings are tacky and cringy. There, I said it.
My
Not
first
Elvis marrying you.
My first trip ever to Vegas was for a wedding at the MGM, and I got to tell you, I had the time of my life.
Did
it was
you?
So much fun. Yeah, I mean, it was so trashy, but so fun.
Ooh. If that's what you want to do, pop all the way off. It's your wedding. It's your day.
That's what it is.
Do what you need to do.
I'm Moose and Breezy. This is Jen from Gates. If your car sounds like it's about to explode, but you refuse to fix it, you're part of the problem. There, I said it.
Just turn PXY up a little louder. You know what I mean? Turn it right up.
Who else is here, Breeze?
Who else is here? This person says, stop going to Barnes & Noble to just walk around. We don't need that. There, I said it.
What kind of a take is that?
Going there, I mean, going there, utilizing the Starbucks. Sometimes I go there and just sit.
So do I.
Probably, you know who's probably saying that? A Barnes & Noble employee.
Yeah, no, most like, likely.
Can we not? Yeah. Get your grubby little paws off the books that you're not going to be buying.
I mean,
essentially it is stealing if you're going to sit there and read.
No, I mean, you're allowed to take the books and whatever you're... You
it's not it for, a library, though.
No, you can take it for a test drive, though. Do you guys remember all the... I mean, the malls used to have some really solid stores. Do you guys remember the Walt Disney store in the mall?
Of course.
Yeah, you guys ever used to play the Disney game? You'd have to walk in, touch the back wall, and leave and exit the store without one employee saying hello to you. And it was nearly impossible.
Well, it's great customer service.
They knew you were playing the game. Hi, welcome to Disney. How can I help you?
Or they're just trained by the mouse himself and...
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to end well if they don't follow the rules. You saw that episode of South Park.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Oh, dear. So bad. I think mine for today is this. I'm just wildly over it. And I think I already said this, but I want to go a layer deeper. Why is fast food $20 a pop now? I cannot get behind it. It is no longer fast, and it is no longer affordable. So what exactly are you bringing to the table? You're just a lower quality food,
easy,
the same price as any other restaurant, in my opinion.
Yeah, but it's not like people are going to stop buying it, Breeze. I mean, you have inflation. You got higher labor costs because everyone wants $20 an hour. You got increased... prices.
They want $20 an hour because they can't afford their rent.
Yeah, but you got to think about all the ingredients today that are more expensive. You got supply chain expenses. You got higher rent. You know how much McDonald's has to pay now for all of their locations? You got third party delivery apps.
It's too much. I'm over it. And I fear that I ate my last snack wrap this weekend because I can't afford it anymore. So
let's go over to... No name. Hey, good morning, guys. As a manager, I just wanted to say, yes, we do pay attention to how you dress and if you put effort into your appearance. If you walk in your interview with wet hair, you're not getting hired. There, I said it. If you walk into work with wet hair, you're unprofessional. There, I said it.
So true. It's so true.
Okay, but the problem I have with that is like that only applies to women because... men's hair dries in 5 seconds.
Oh, no. It definitely only applies to women. Let's go over to this person. Cheesecake Factory is hands down the best restaurant in Rochester. There, I said it.
Um, I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah, I guess if you
hate it,
if you enjoy a lot of salt.
I mean, a lot of options. A lot of options.
It's a phone book.
A lot of options.
Haven't been there in a long time, but I'm thinking, you know,
I just went last month.
The birthday is creeping up in a couple weeks. I might have to.
You gotta celebrate a cheesecake.
I might have to throw a birthday dinner at the Cheesecake Factory.
They have the room. They have the room for you.
You want to go to Black and Blue? No. We're going to Cheesecake Factory.
We're going to Cheesecake across the way.
We have a text message coming in from a guy by the name of CJ right now who says, yo, what's up, guys? Was listening to you the other day talk about how packed the gyms are the first of the year. And as a personal trainer, I see people making a lot of mistakes. I wanted to say if you're lifting heavy, but your form is trash, you're just too loud and you're doing it wrong. But I can help you. There, I said it. Hit me up at C_J2969 and book your appointment with me. Yeah, the 69 was a nice touch, buddy.
Keep it classy, Jay. Keep it classy.
CJ.
Ugh, wow.
Oh, then somebody ended it with, can you stop bringing a baby to a 9 p.m. movie?
Nope. I don't know why we have to tell people this. You know what I mean? I don't know why this isn't common knowledge. And bringing babies to bars and then putting the huge headphones on them. It's like, okay, why don't we just, we'll leave it at home.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98PXY.
Oh?
Hey, Kristen.
Hey, Moose.
Hey, it's not just Moose, but Breezy as well.
Kristen.
Good morning. Hey, listen.
Oh, my God.
We just wanted to call up really quick and say we appreciate you always listening to the show every morning because we know you're a huge fan and you like to start the morning off with not just a cup of coffee, but you like to start it off with both myself and Breezy, right?
Absolutely. Every day.
I love that. Well, we wanted to just cordially invite you to come to our live show next month at Jiva Theater.
My daughter's right here. Can she say hi?
Yes, of course. Hi, sweetie.
I was just telling her how bad I want these tickets.
Well, we're going to give
them
to you.
Thank you so much.
Who are you going to bring to the show with you?
Probably my boyfriend, Mike.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you are set. You and Mike will be at the live show February 6th. It's a Friday night.
Oh, my God.
At Jiva Theater. Doors open at 6. Show starts at 7. And we literally can't wait to see you there.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys. Just made my day. Thank you. You guys make me laugh. You bring joy every day into my morning.
Oh.
Doing the Lord's work. All right, Kristen, we'll see you at the show.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Medina, what did you do?
Oh, no.
We've had so many conversations in the past about this exact story, and I think it finally caught up to one parent because a 49-year-old woman pleaded not guilty yesterday to charges stemming from a house party on Halloween that police said involved a lot of underage drinking.
Well, that's not good.
Somebody's in deep doo-doo. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said deputies were called to a home on Redwood Drive October 31st, Halloween night, after receiving reports of a 17-year-old boy who was unconscious after falling. And then investigators said the teen had been drinking alcohol, smoking that marijuana, that Mary Jane, before hitting his head. Medina Bajelic, 49, was charged with unlawfully dealing with a child, endangering the welfare of a child, and reckless endangerment. So you got the assistant district attorney that said a lot of evidence in this case needs to be reviewed before it returns to court next month. But there is video and other different types of evidence that are behind this, including, you know, cameras from the officers. But when deputies returned, there was a phone call that went out and said, are you having a house party? And she said, no. Nobody's drinking here. Oh. They went back later. There was more than 100 teens in the front yard and street.
Please.
Over 100 people at the house.
Please.
People at the party reported that the injured teen drank half a bottle of vodka, was smoking that grass before he fell, and the sheriff's office said the boy had a blood alcohol content of 0.46.
Oh, my God.
More than 5 times the legal limit. So, right now, Medina is in trouble, not only for that, but She discouraged at least one teen from calling 911 for the injured boy. No, don't do it.
She knew. I don't want to get in trouble.
She knew what she was up against.
Yeah.
The injured teen was, he was released from a local hospital. He's expected to make a full recovery, according to the sheriff's office, but orders of protection were filed for two people in this case. Makes you wonder why.
Yeah, definitely. That's really scary because, like, obviously, like, you want to be the cool parent, you want to have your kids trust you, but it's just not worth it.
Well, look, even in high school, and I understand there's a lot of parents who are like, if they're here, at least I know they're safe. Mm-hmm. In this case, this got way out of hand. And listen, my high school days, me and four of my buddies would be in my friend's basement. His dad would come downstairs and be like, you, and you, everybody hand over their keys right now. Because we were having a couple. Fine. At least you can control that environment. When you got 110 kids that supposedly some of them were throwing stuff at cars that were going by,
Oh my God.
You're setting yourself up for absolute disaster because you wanted to be the cool mom.
Right.
She's going to have hell to pay.
No thanks.
Coming up on the show, guess the state this absolute disaster of a criminal is from. And you could win tickets to our live show at Jiva Theater on February
6th. It's that simple.
We'll share the wild story of what this guy did to get arrested for the eighth time. If you can guess the state that this gentleman is from, you're going to the show, 585-252-9800. It's coming up next on PXY Mornings.
PXY is free and always will be.
Bad boys, what you gonna do?
Guess what state this stupid criminal is from to win tickets. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. We have another shot to win tickets to our live show.
Yes.
Live after dark at Jiva Theater, February 6th, 585-252-9800. If you can guess the state this criminal is from.
You're going to win your way in to see us live on stage, baby.
It may not be easy, but give it your best shot, will you? Christopher Mollett, 37, is facing charges after he stole his ex-girlfriend's car while she was giving birth to their first child. Now, let me break this down for you real quick.
Things happen.
We're, 8 days into the new year? He's already been nominated for Father of the Year, which is very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Chris showed up for the birth of his child, like every good dad would do, but the hospital said he couldn't come in because of visitation policies. So his ex-girlfriend, the mom, told him, look, you're going to have to go wait outside. Here are the keys to my car. Go wait in there instead. So he says, oh, yeah, I'll wait in the car. And he took the keys and he left town.
He dipped. He dipped.
This dude.
He crossed state lines.
He had zero intentions of paying child support. Security footage showed him getting into the passenger seat. Then he got out, hops in the driver's seat. And deuces.
Dips out.
He dipped out.
Dips out.
She called and asked, where are you? Where is my car? And his response was, it ain't none of your damn business.
Oh, well, no, it's my car, so it is my business.
And then he just simply hung up.
Okay.
So if you guys, by the way, this is for tickets to our live show. If you can guess the state this guy is from. 585-252-9800. Caller 8.
You need to guess.
Cops track this guy down. Okay. To 30 miles from the hospital. He was driving the car when they spotted him. Okay. He was now he's facing charges for theft and meth.
Theft and meth. A brand new podcast coming to the Odyssey app.
When the cops asked if he had anything to say, he replied with, That ain't even my kid.
Okay.
She's a whore. Well, in the case of 37-year-old Chris, you are the father.
Oh, my God. It's so white trash. So I will give you a hint. Given everything we just said to you guys, the fact that this happened, this guy stole the car, he drove off. I'm not trying to stereotype by any means, but let's just say this didn't happen up north, okay? Not saying it can't happen up north, but it's just more likely to happen down south. So think southern region of the U.S. of A.
That's right. And listen, by the way, this could happen to anybody.
I hope not, but yes, it could.
He's like, did you even have any intentions to go see your little baby girl? Huh?
She's like, he's like, not my kid.
It ain't my kid.
Not my kid.
All right, let's go to the phones because they're blowing up right now. PXY, who's this?
This is Chad.
Chad, where do you think 37-year-old Christopher Millette, who has been arrested 8 times, stole his girlfriend's car in Dodge Town, where do you think he's located?
It sounds like he's probably from Kentucky.
All I do is win. You got yourself a drink! How did you know that?
Well, you said Southern State. I was putting two and two together. I said, you know what?
Can we
it's gotta be Kentucky.
Can we cut the crap? I mean, that was a Kentucky thing to do. Am I right?
Very much so.
All right, buddy. Listen, you got a pair of tickets to Jiva Theater for PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy live after dark. Who are you going to take to the show with you?
My wife, Melissa.
You guys are going to have the best Friday night ever. All right, my man, stay there. I'm going to grab all your info. More chances for you guys to win tickets is coming up. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 43 for the high today. Is there anyone who's terrified of disciplining your own kid in public because you're worried someone watching is going to judge you?
Yeah.
We got an anonymous message from a mom who says she places the blame on other people in society for her teenager being out of control. Yikers.
What's the tea?
Mom says, I don't even know where to start. I feel like I'm trapped as a parent. I can't discipline my own kid anymore without worrying about what everyone else thinks. If I raise my voice in public, people stare. If I correct him at school, I'll get an email. If a neighbor sees me saying no too firmly, I have to worry about maybe the police being called or me ending up on social media. Forget it. Everyone's filming everything, and I swear half the parents are just waiting for a chance to post how awful I am. So instead of correcting my son in the moment, I let things slide. I say we'll talk about it later. I bargain. I negotiate. I explain things 5 times instead of just saying no. And now my kid knows it. He pushes more, he talks back more, he rolls his eyes because he knows I won't actually do anything in public. He knows there are no real consequences when other people are around. I feel like society has made parents afraid to parent. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone's watching and somehow I'm the bad guy if I don't handle everything calmly, quietly, and perfectly. So thanks, everyone. My kid is out of control because of you.
Oh, please.
So, yes, I'll say it. I blame the culture. I blame social media. And I blame the fact that parents are scared of being labeled too harsh or toxic. How is anyone today supposed to parent? Because I know I'm not the only one who feels this way. I came in from an anonymous mom who wanted us to get her message across, and we just did. Anyone think this mom has a point where she says it's society's fault that her kid is out of control and pushes boundaries? 585-252-9800. You can call or send us a message on the text line.
I think they definitely play a role and they play a hand in it, but I don't think they're solely to blame. I think it's a 50-50 split. I think they see what they see online or throughout the schools with their peers, and they see how those kids treat others. But at the same time, those kids are treating people that way because their parents are lacking parental skills.
Well, yeah, I mean, I agree that, yes, there's cameras everywhere today, which probably makes it a very scary place when it comes to disciplining your kid in public. However, can you blame everyone else?
No, you have to take some accountability.
Where is the accountability? And he might act out in public, but what's that mean for him when he gets home and he's behind closed doors? Do you still punish him or just forget it ever happened?
Yeah, I mean,
we were punished.
We were punished.
Oh,
oh
yes,
I was
sir.
Spanked.
Yes, sir.
And I would clench my butt cheeks together and hope it hurt him more than it hurt me.
And you see, know? Here's the thing, too. Yeah, I would do the same thing. A lot of times, too, kids today, they want to see what they can get away with.
Right.
But I always was punished way harder if I tried pushing the envelope while out in public.
Right.
Then I really got it.
Mm-hmm.
At home, yeah, you're definitely going to get punished. But trying to do it in public, parents today care a lot more. And yes, I agree. It's because everyone has a camera today. Nobody wants to look like the bad guy. So I understand where this mom's coming from at the same time.
Or, God forbid, be accused of abusing your child.
Yeah, it happens a lot. Let's go over to Carly weighing in. Hey, Moose and Breezy. She's actually not wrong. I get it. I mean, I'm always worried when my 13-year-old acts up at the store. People are judging you because they judge you before they even know the situation. And I've started having a code word with my kid, time out. And that means we leave quietly. And I agree that society definitely makes parents paranoid. Mm-hmm. Tommy says, blaming everyone is crazy. Kids will push boundaries. Yes, they'll do that no matter what. But part of being a parent is holding the line. You can't tell me your kid is out of control just because of social media. Don't make me laugh.
Yeah. I think that they're just so much more on edge than they've ever been, and edgier, because their brain is fully consumed with, like, if you think about it, when we grew up, what were we, like, influenced by? We were influenced by, like, our peers, TV, maybe the radio. Now
yeah,
it's like TikTok,
MTV,
Instagram, you know, Twitch,
YouTube. Kardashians.
Be real. I don't, you know.
Everything.
Discord.
There's so much that you have to just kind of keep your eyes open to. And it's exhausting.
And that's just the internet. Not Snapchat, let alone the kids that they surround themselves with who are also on the internet. And their parents have kind of given up on them as well. I think what it comes down to is this mom's like kind of throwing in the towel and giving up and being like, yeah, I don't have it in me. I don't have the fight in me.
I know. And that's the thing. A lot of parents today, I see it all the time. They don't want to discipline in public. I was at Wegmans last week, and this kid was going off the rails because he didn't get the candy that he wanted. I was also in that aisle.
You're like, I was also throwing a fit because they were out of my candy too. But
the look on that mom's face, you could tell she was biting her tongue. She knew people were around, and she so badly just wanted to wring this kid's neck. She didn't do it. She held back. Renee says, yes, amen to this, mom. I swear social media has ruined parenting. My daughter sees every gentle parenting post and thinks she can walk all over me. People feel entitled to criticize, so we're scared to actually parent, and it's exhausting. If you guys are just tuning in, we got this anonymous message for parental from a mom who says she blames society, that her kid is out of control. She can't punish him in public because of other people.
You saying things are ruined, though, is like, that's a little bit dramatic, don't you think? A little bit dramatic. And everyone wants to not take accountability. They don't want to do the work. They don't want to pay the extra whatever it is to get them into see a counselor or a therapist. Yeah, someone who's going to, like, whip them into shape.
This kid, too. I mean, her son's a teen. He sounds like he's old enough to know better. I'll never forget. I must have been 8 years old. My dad took me for a haircut. And I remember I had an attitude that day. But I was sitting on the coffee table in the salon. And he said, get up and come sit down in the chair. And I looked right at him and didn't move.
Oh,
just ignored him. No. He asked me again. That was the last time. Because once I got home, that was the last time I did that. Parents do not like being embarrassed in public.
No, they do not.
Rick says, I'm sorry, but this is pathetic. You can't discipline your kid in public. That's called being soft. Your kid knows he can push and push and push because you let him. Stop whining and parent. Everyone else watching is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Until CPS comes knocking at your door.
You gotta step up to the plate. And, I mean, I'll share a quick story, but I was fighting with my mom when I was a teenager, and she kicked me out of the car. She said, get out, walk home.
How far from the house?
We were a mile, but we were on the other side of the busiest intersection that
our road
is attached to. So I'm on the other side, and I'm like, so I'm going to die. It's pitch black. And I'm like,
oh, it was dark outside?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, your mom.
And I was like, so I'm going to die.
Oh, God, how quick did she turn around and come get you?
She did turn around and come get me. But
she so badly wanted to hold the line.
I mean, it would have been smarter for her to drop me off on the other side of the intersection. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. We all make choices. But she threw me out of the car. She said, get out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as soon as she drove off, she's like, oh my God, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Like the worst and like so annoying.
Oh, having kids sounds so fun. I know. Thanks, guys, for all the messages on this one this morning. And, you know, to the mom who wrote in the anonymous message, people agree with what you're saying. I can't comment too much because I'm not a parent. But there's got to be a little accountability. You can't just blame society. Like Rick said, everyone else watching isn't the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
43 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Can we talk about just the small tech things that have actually changed your life? Not big expensive gadgets, but I'm talking about the little things you didn't know would matter, and now you can't seem to live without them.
No, it's like crazy because I had a goal for 2026. I have a goal for 2026. We're 8 days in. I'm like, I achieved it. Start the new year.
Done.
I'm like absolutely done and dusted. So I have a goal for 2026 to be on my phone less, and not just like be on my phone less, because that's a really hard thing to say when I'm working on my phone like 90% of the time. Like I'm doing stuff for the show. I'm posting, you know, this, I'm editing a video for that. Like I'm just doing a lot. But when it comes to doom scrolling and just like opening Instagram, putting your phone down, picking your phone back up, opening Instagram or closing out of Instagram, then just going right back to it.
I did that last night. I closed it, picked it back up, opened it back up. No, what am I doing?
What are we doing here? It's insane. So I was like, I really want to make a conscious effort to not do that this year. Like, I really want to have something. And there are things that you can put in place of like, oh, you've reached your screen time. But every time it comes up, I just like bypass it. So last year I talked about potentially getting a brick for Christmas. And I actually got it, and I've been using it right before bed. And sometimes after we get off the air, like, I'll brick my phone, and I'll just crank out the podcast, and I'll crank out the things that I need to do.
I have been seeing a lot of ads pop up for the brick on Instagram. For those who actually don't know what it is.
Yeah. So the brick is, like, this small little – here, let me show you. It's, like, a small plastic box. Like, literally fits in the palm of my hand. And it's something that is blocking out all of the apps that you choose. So Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, like you can choose the apps. Like if you have a addiction to your email and you can't stop checking your email and you want to just step away, you can put your Gmail on there. You can put anything.
Really. Anything. So basically it's going to break your phone addiction by just locking you out of these apps.
And I told my mom about it and she was like, it's not going to work. Like, it's not going to work. Like, you're going to, like, this is just such a waste of money, blah, blah, blah. But it really does, because I brick my phone and then my brick's like in a completely different room. Like, it's not like I can like run back. Like, if I brick my phone and leave the house, like, I'm done. Like, I literally can't go on Instagram.
Really?
Yes.
So it's like a phone charger. You got to place your phone up to it to unlock it.
Yeah. You just tap. Every time you want to lock it, every time you want to unlock it, you physically have to touch the brick.
How much is it?
It's like $50, I think.
I don't know. And I don't know if I want it.
Why?
I don't know. Let's talk about this for a second. Last year we went on and we looked at our phones and we're seeing how often we're on our phone and what the average screen time was. Yeah. You got up to almost 10 hours in one day.
No, it was disgusting.
What is it at now?
Well, to be fair, I've only started using it this week, so I don't think it'll calibrate until the end of the week. But I'll share my stats of my brick with you. So, like, I have, like, an activity tab of, like, how long I've been bricked in any given day. And yesterday and today, I was bricked for – I mean, granted, I'm doing it before bed, so we need to take that into consideration. But I was bricked for, like, 8.5 hours.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's while you were sleeping. Great.
No, I'm crushing it.
I mean, guys, is there any gadgets or anything that you've been using that has kind of helped you break your phone addiction? Or just not even regarding your phone, is there anything that's helped make your life a little bit easier? 585-252-9800. Because I got this great message that came in from Lindsay that said, my dad got so sick of me sleeping through my alarm. He bought me one of those alarm clocks with wheels that rolls off the nightstand, takes off across the room, so I'm forced to get out of bed and chase it to shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those.
And what I like about what I like the routine that I'm in right now is like I'm bricking before bed and I'm not unbricking until I get to work. I just keep it in my bag. Like I just keep because like one of the big things I wanted to get away from was waking up, immediately going to my phone and scrolling on Instagram the first thing I do when I wake up.
Right.
So I don't know. I really been liking it. You can also brick your text messages. So like if I want to go to bed and I don't want to be distracted, like your text won't come in until you unbrick.
And you do feel like it's 100% working. You feel like you're having the urge to pick up your phone less.
I do because like I've been doing it the last 3 days, right? And I've been going for my phone and I'm like, wait, why are you even going for it? You can't really use the things that you're going to go on and try and utilize. So no, no, it's just been an eye-opening journey, and I'm really hoping to keep integrating this into my routine. And I'm kind of using it as a game as well of like, how long can I stay bricked today? Like, how long can I go? Because there's a timer. There's like a clock that's like, yeah, you've been bricked for 8 hours.
Challenge yourself. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's really all about. 2026 is all about less stress and less noise.
Period. So I'm happy with it. So to my mom, who's like, it's literally not going to work, I'm doing my best.
I think this is going to be a really nice gift for the loved ones in my life. You know, I can only buy so many shake weights. You know what I mean?
No, fully.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. We have a gentleman by the name of James who's on the line. He just wanted to take some time to share his experience of what it was like for him growing up on the spectrum and the things his parents missed or maybe even refused to do that he thinks could have helped him thrive in the long run. And maybe some people listening this morning could relate or have a similar story. But he reached out to hopefully give other parents some perspective, maybe avoid some of the same mistakes he says his parents made. Mm-hmm. Let me get him on the phone with us. Hey, James, are you there?
Hi, yes, this is James.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Talk to us, man. Tell us your story. Thanks for coming on with us.
I'm good. Thanks. It's nice to speak with you, and thanks for giving me this opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
So I'm autistic. I don't know how similar my story is to other people, but I think it's important to share so, you know, maybe other parents hear this. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, my parents never got me tested.
Okay.
For autism. They didn't, they didn't believe in therapy or meds or anything like that. They just kind of brushed it all under the rug. Told me I was fine or told me I was imagining things, that I needed to just toughen up.
Okay.
And my dad's advice, that was my dad's advice, toughen up, just toughen up.
Right.
I could have been hit by a car. And he probably would have told me, just toughen up. And then he would call 911.
Sure.
Yeah, it sounds.
Call 911.
It sounds like a lot of dads, old school. Sure, yeah. Toughen up, throw old some school. Dirt on it.
For sure. And now I'm in my 40s. And I can't help thinking how different my life could have been had they gotten me tested, had I gone through some different hoops. I could have had help, you know, learning how to navigate the world, support my struggles, strategies to cope, all these things that are in place now that kind of weren't around, and different attitudes.
Are there, what areas of your life do you feel like you struggled in or struggle in the most now?
Oh, everything. I mean, socially, job-wise, you know, romantically, everything. I think everything.
Okay.
Really. But so instead of that, I spent all those years thinking, you know, something's wrong with me, when I think I really just needed understanding. It's not that I hate my parents. I don't hate them. And they did what they could do, I think, at the time. Mm-hmm. I'll take a sip of water. But there's definitely some resentment there.
Like
my parents.
If you had known sooner, your life maybe would have been a little different.
I can't help not think that.
Yeah.
And it's not about them being bad people, but about the things I didn't get.
Well, you probably would have rather had them take a different approach instead of tell you to toughen up.
I mean, there's a lot of parents that are like don't believe in like anxiety, OCD, like just because they're not accustomed to it and they don't understand it, they automatically chalk it up to like, no, you're just weird. And like, obviously your kid is struggling, and just because you don't believe in something or you don't understand something doesn't mean that you can sit there and be like, yeah, it's not real. No, it's real. It's just, you just don't get it.
Your parents, James, were against meds? Were you doing any of that?
Oh, no. No, none of that. No.
They were against
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, they were.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah. And it just feels like it was not a thing that was taken seriously.
Have you met other people with autism that had a different upbringing than you that you like envy?
Yeah. And to be honest, those people really helped me a lot. They helped me. They helped me talk about what I'm talking about right now. The way that they are, you know, it's like, this is what I am, and it's kind of okay.
Right.
And I felt like they were listened to earlier, and they were taken seriously. And I felt like if I had been taken seriously, I might be in a better place right now.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, James, what's your relationship with your parents like now?
It's okay. It's, I'm a little bit happier now. And I've, because of certain things, certain steps that I've taken, if it had been different, I would have had a chance to really thrive instead of just now. I'm kind of stumbling along. I'm trying to figure things out.
No, of course.
On my own.
Yeah.
On my own. I'm better now, or at least happier now than now that I truly know what my struggles are.
Mm-hmm.
But even after I was diagnosed, my parents were still in denial that I was on the spectrum.
Do you think there's still like a stigma around testing because people fear
because you're like also labels also because you're older, you know what I mean? So it's like you've lived your whole life not knowing, so like why do you have to know now type of thing?
Yeah, I think it's wrapped in set in so much behavior and these things that they don't, it's not, it's just like, oh, this is a thing, this is a phase, this is a thing that'll pass.
Yeah.
And you know, just don't be those parents. Please don't be those parents. I think it's important to get kids tested just in case. I mean, what harm could it do? Just in case you have, you know, if there's any inkling that they might be on the spectrum, because the earlier you understand these things, the earlier you can get help, the earlier you can give them, you know, those tools that they need to succeed.
Because your parents were very much against the idea of getting you tested or meds or anything like that.
Yeah, and it's not spoiling them or labeling them, giving them a label.
This is a test of the Rochester, New York Emergency Alert System. In the event of an actual emergency, this system would bring you important information. This test of the Emergency Alert System is now concluded.
Of course, James. Have a great day, man. We're going to be in touch with you, okay?
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, James. Thanks. Good guy.
Good guy, indeed.
I like that he took the time this morning, come on, tell us his background, what he was up against. Because if a parent listening right now, they have that gut feeling something might be going on with their child, I think the message this morning, especially from James, is, you know, maybe get them tested.
Use this as your sign. Yeah.
You know,
sure.
Things are different now than they used to be, clearly.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are weighing in right now on the text line when it comes to that. They're saying, you know, I'm a teacher and I wanted to share my perspective on testing with autism. As a teacher, I cannot diagnose nor hint at a student potentially being on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. I share data and observations, but when parents do finally get on board, it takes a long time to get into a place that will even test your child, let alone diagnose your child. The wait list is up to a year long, and schools can sometimes be in a tough spot when they maybe can't test or diagnose depending on what staff they have in the building.
Which is very unfortunate for the child.
I agree.
I mean, that sucks. Ashley says, I can't believe, you know, that parents still ignore it. Not all. Some do. These are her words. But my sister went undiagnosed until her 30s. And I just don't think certain signs should be ignored. There's more to, like James's parents said, it's not about toughening up. Thank you guys for talking about this on your show. Bev says, this hits me in the heart because I saw my nephew struggle for years and my sister kept brushing it off. I think there are some people that are in denial because they don't want to label their kids, but getting the help sooner than later is the best thing you can do for them. Mm-hmm. Thanks to James for sharing his story.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for weighing in this morning. I think hearing James talk about his story, though, makes people realize how common this is, you know, yep, and just not waiting to pay attention. A little awareness now can maybe save years of struggle later on. Thank you guys so much. We're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings.
Hey, it's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.